And hello and welcome to another edition of Strategic Insights Radio, brought to you by Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. I am Mike Salmon, and I'm joined on today's show, of course, by the CEO and founder, co-founder of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp., Jennifer Roos. And Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, this is going to be a unique show. Normally, you're interviewing other business owners and talking about things that affect business owners, whether it be business plans or how to run a company or how to start a company. Today, we're going to turn the tables. And we're going to talk about Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. because you guys have gone through so much change and so much growth over the last, what has it been now, 3 years?
Yeah, we'll be 4 years old in February, actually.
Okay, almost 4 years old. And it's an amazing story that I think needs to be told. You've given me the honor of coming on your show and bragging about Business Radio X and everything we do at Business Radio X. So we're going to talk about Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. because your company has really grown because you've helped others. And you've seen it come back. And so I think your story is phenomenal. So let's talk about you and we could talk about you forever with everything that you've done, all your experience, but talk about, let's go back 3, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and the reason for starting Sterling Rose and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah. Well, Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. was actually started by, now it's my ex-husband and myself. We started the company for a couple different reasons. One is we wanted to do something together, but secondly, we're both entrepreneurs. We're both business owners and we know the good and the bad of it. And we had different capabilities. His was more on the finance side. Mine was on the marketing and business operations side of the world, as well as the business consulting. And we thought by marrying the two together, we could actually help other people who wanted to be entrepreneurs or who were entrepreneurs actually succeed. So take all the things that we learned, both good and bad, and actually help all those people. And so the whole idea behind the company was to create something that would actually help other entrepreneurs and help people figure out what their dream was and actually succeed at it.
A lot of times when we start the show, I talk about all the things that Sterling Rose does. Why don't I let you talk about all the things that your company does? Because it's so vast.
Yeah, we are a full service business consulting firm. So when I say that, I'm talking about full service. So we have three full divisions now. The first division is business consulting. And inside of that, we actually do business plan creation review, SBA plans. We do packaging for SBA, immigration visa for EB-2, 5, L-1, and L-2. We actually do investment-ready packaging. So we'll do the full investment-ready business plans as well as the pitch decks, executive summaries. We do financial projection, cash flow analysis, due diligence, valuation. We actually do credited work. We also do payroll and accounting services as well as business consulting. That's all within just that one department. Then we have a second department and within that we do feasibility studies too on occasion. The second department is our marketing department. And there we actually do strategic and tactical marketing plans. And what I mean by that is a 3-year strategic marketing and 5-year tactical marketing. So every single day what you need to be doing. And then we are agencies. So we can do media relations, public relations, investor relations, and social media. And we even do internal design work. And then the last division is our tech division. And there we actually do custom CRM and our ERP systems. And we do outsource CIO and CTO services as well as strategic technology consulting. So literally can design a brand new CRM solution for you, or we can build it off of an existing platform such as a Zoho or a Salesforce. And the ERPs, we work in conjunction with a number of our partners for SAP, Oracle, Sage, Business One. So we can literally take any of the existing systems and run them for you as well.
What I have found amazing about Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. is you guys have been, you've won a lot of awards. You've received a lot of accolades because you're very good at what you do. Typically, a business will have its niche. And this is the one area that they're really, really good at. You just mentioned a whole wide array of things. What kind of challenges does that present when you do so much? I mean, you're good at it all, but it seems like it would be overwhelming almost.
Well, it's okay. So I know what I don't know. How about that for an answer? I am not a specialist in all those fields. I will be the first one to admit that. Setting them up, it was challenging because I had to make sure that I brought in the right people that were specialists in those fields. Mm-hmm. And that's how we are able to keep the quality of what we do so high. Because at the end of the day, the idea behind Sterling Rose is that we want to exceed what our clients are expecting of us. Always. at minimum meet what they're expecting, but definitely exceed that. So
was there the challenge of saying, listen, we're really good at business plans. Just, let's just stick with that. I mean, was it hard to not just stay with one area?
Well, actually, when we first started out, we had even more areas than we do now. We've slimmed down quite a bit. And that was because at the beginning, just like any other consulting firm, you know, different opportunities present themselves and you sit there and go, well, you know, I need the money.
And you don't want to turn away business.
You don't want to turn away business. You want to set that relationship.
But you could hurt yourself if you don't do it right.
And we did a couple times, admittedly. We had our growing pains just like every other small business does. We chose some projects that we probably shouldn't have. You know, we had to fix those issues when it came about. But overall, we've been pretty careful about just doing the things that I knew I had people and had the ability to do. So none of my staff is maxed out on purpose because I need them to be able to give 100% to every client. So that, and have that interaction so that each client feels like we're dealing with them on a personal level.
Right.
So that's one of the things that we're really careful about.
I think people that know you and they're familiar with Sterling Rose, I think the overriding thing that really captures people's attention is how fast you guys have grown in your 3.5, almost 4 years. You've done a lot of talks and presentations for the Gwinnett Chamber, mm-hmm. and I've heard some of those. Recap the number of clients you have, where they are, where are you today?
Okay, today we have over 1,400 clients. Actually, as of yesterday, we had 1,467 clients. We have business in 41 countries and 48 states right now.
Okay. I think that blows people away. You're still a new business.
We are.
Still a new business, over 1,400 clients.
Yeah.
How did you do that? How does that happen?
Okay, well, ironically, we started like a lot of consulting firms, right? We find different bidding services that online just to get some work. Right. We ended up doing very well with some of those sites, honestly.
Now, for those who are not familiar, what do you mean?
There are a number of kind of freelance sites out there like Guru, used to be Odesk, Elance, even Thumbtack, ironically. And they were areas, I mean, they cost money to utilize, but people post jobs up there. And then if you qualify, you interview and you get those positions. We did a lot of that to get started. So we ended up finding our first client off of Guru, actually, and he was in Singapore, and it happened to be a pretty large financial services company. And when they came on board, we still to this day have them as a client. So one of the nice parts is because we've proven to each one of the clients, they either, even if they come for a business plan, ironically, most of them come back or they stay with us. So a business plan is a way for them to come in the door. We learn everything about their business, and then we help them as they grow. So the next thing they might need is marketing. They might need cash flow analysis. They might need accounting services. We're building a CRM for them now. And so we're maintaining them and keeping them on as clients.
But that still counts as one client.
That's just one client. Yeah. Yes. We don't recount them every time they get a new product. But what happens there is because they're so happy with what we do, they then are like, okay, yeah, I have this person I know. So we do a lot of referral work as well. So right now about 48% of our client base is referrals.
I'm still trying to wrap my arms around that. And you've been able, and so you've had to grow, not just with the business, but you've had to add people, of course, to keep up with the growth.
Yeah, that's a challenge in itself. So here's something that most people don't realize about Sterling Rose. I have quite a few employees that work for me, and most people have not met most of them because I don't allow them to actually talk to or deal with a client project, a full client project, till 8 months to a year into working with me. That's how long their training period is. So it's actually very expensive for me to bring on employees because mm-hmm. they are not revenue generating for me for almost a year. And so it puts a very big strain on my company as a whole. But at that end of the year, these employees are so well trained that they truly become that 100% revenue generation that I need. So I kind of have to build that into what I'm doing.
Right.
And figure out how to follow through on it. So it's not the easiest thing in the world to do, to be very honest.
10 years ago, 20 years ago, you would not be able to do what you're doing today because of the technology wasn't there. You mentioned the first client through Guru.
Mm-hmm.
you're very tech savvy. You know, that's one of
my moments.
Well, you know a lot more than I do, and I could, well, that doesn't say a whole lot. But and we're talking with Jennifer Roos with Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. But I would say for someone starting a business today, regardless of what it is, they really need to at least know some nuts and bolts about the internet and social media.
Oh, they need to know a lot about it, actually. So first and foremost, first and foremost, you actually, without question, need to have a mobile-ready website. You need to be able to access it from your phone. If you can get an application done, that's a plus too. I don't have an application. We're not that type of a company because we're not consumer-based, but it still works even for B2B companies too. But at minimum, has to be mobile-ready because about 85% people now go to their mobile phone to look up things, not just the internet itself. Then on top of that, on social media, now we're actually on Google+, Google Maps, YouTube, Vimeo, Vine, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Mixit, Reddit, Dig, uBlog, BlogReady. We're on StumbleUpon.
People right now probably have no idea some of these sites are, but correct. But you got to be out there.
Alignable. I mean, we are on every possible median online that we can be. We're also, a lot of people don't realize that, and it's not for every community, but for Gwinnett, for instance, you can actually be listed in the Gwinnett directory for the Gwinnett Daily Post without paying for it. So you can be listed as a free directory listing.
And how do you know about these things?
Research. Literally, when I look at my target market, just like I do for any of my clients, and I use Sterling Rose as a client. It may be my company, but at the end of the day, I still have to understand who my target market is. I still have to understand what products and services, how to position myself competitively, how to market myself properly, what makes sense to brand it out. So what I'm doing is literally a case study for any of the clients that I have, my own business, right? I built it, I grew it, I brand it, market it, and continue to grow it. And I'm using the same techniques or similar techniques with my clients.
You obviously have done a great job. I mean, to grow it like it is, but it's not always unicorns and good thing. I mean, you've made your mistakes as well. What are some mistakes that you can share with the listeners that you made that maybe hopefully they can avoid?
Oh.
Although, no one's going to be perfect. Sometimes it's good to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. I've always said I've learned more from my mistakes than from my successes.
Without question. You always learn from your mistakes. I brought on certain people as employees too early at one point. That was a mistake. I thought that we were ready for that particular role to be filled, and we weren't. And it ended up putting a toll monetarily on the company, but also on everybody within the organization. It actually hurt the morale.
I think you did one of your shows, I think, was talking about growing too fast.
Correct.
That was one of your early shows.
Yeah, it was one of my early shows. And that's actually when it happened. It was it was early on in the company, and it did really hurt us initially. It cost us a lot of money, and it actually cost us a lot of client interaction because our clients ended up being affected directly by this particular person, and it really hurt us. Second thing is, right now, our system is really set up. Our processes are in place. They weren't always that way. So just like every other small business, we had to play with process backup. So we didn't have them all there on day one. But knowing the fact that I've had businesses in the past and I've made mistakes in the past, I had a lot more than I'd ever had before when I started this one.
Yeah.
This is a little different again. Sterling Rose, unlike a lot of companies, we didn't initially need outside funding because we bootstrapped it. And we continually bootstrapped it until recently. And it's interesting because you get to a point, and even though you're actually doing very well monetarily, and I've revenue-wise, I'm doing better than I've ever done. But it's also—
Congratulations.
Thank you. But we also had a little bit of an issue recently, which is not a bad— this just happens to companies, and it's a sad thing that does happen. We had some fraud that occurred on our accounts. A vendor actually stole a lot of our money from our account, and we're in the process of a court case to get that back. But in doing that, it actually could have crippled my company had we not gone and looked for outside funding. But the reality is, a three-year-old company, if we hadn't had such huge growth,
right,
it would have ended us if we had just normal growth, because nobody would have funded us.
How quick, I mean, how much growth can you continue to take on? I mean, is there a certain point where it's like, we just can't do this anymore?
There definitely is. We are still trying to do controlled growth, even though it sounds like we've grown crazy, right? But it has been controlled to a point. It's gone out of the way a little bit, but we've always caught up with the processes to make sure that everything, we automate as much as possible so the workflow is there. We actually run ourselves almost like a, depending on the department, like an assembly line. So we can keep control over everything. Also, our project software is very open to all of the employees, and it's very staged and it's controlled by one particular project manager for each department. So everything has control over it. So we know every single phase that every project and every client is in. Now, until we had that going, I'll admit we lost a couple of our clients because they literally fell through the cracks. So, and we did go back to them. So just know it's going to happen to you. It's a pain and it's horrible, but nobody is perfect.
And you can't please everybody 100% of the time.
Not at all. But you do sometimes forget about somebody. We did run into that issue, but when we figured out that we had forgotten about what we had agreed to do, we actually went back and offered them a better deal and finished the project for half the price or whatever it was, the deal that we came back with. But we did go back and we did fix those relationships as well.
Absolutely. Because, you know, someone has a great experience, say, with Sterling Rose, they might tell one or two people. If they have a bad experience with Sterling Rose, they'll tell 20 or 30 people.
You got it.
Unfortunately, that's how it works. One of the good things that I'm not going to say you learned, but that you've done is you're not afraid to make changes. Mm-hmm. Some people will say, nope, this is the way it's got to be done. This is our policy. But you're not afraid, okay, this is just, you know, we need to... There are exceptions, if you will.
There are exceptions. I mean, you have to be careful with that. You should have certain policies in place that you really don't alter very often. One of those policies for us, like for the business plans, for instance, is our payment structure and how we get paid. So we do 1/3 up front, 1/3 when the financial model is uploaded to Box, and 1/3 at the completion. Now, we do it that way because we want to make sure that throughout the whole thing that the client is engaged with us. Honestly. And what also it allows us, once we get the payment for that, like that second payment, we can allow them to take that model with them. So unlike a lot of business plan providers, right, we actually give them the Excel model and we teach them how to use it, because we don't want them to have a PDF and it's just good for a bank, right? We want them to be able to use it and plug in the real numbers as they continue to grow and revenues change, so that they can help them create and figure out what their budgets are, what their cash flow needs are, what their personnel needs are going to be. This is going to allow them to figure out, do I have enough money? What other things should I look at? Maybe I should be changing my product and pricing. What's going to be my margin? Am I going to make payroll? Mm-hmm. And so we actually provide that to them, which is different than a lot of companies. The other thing one of the differences too, as in our business plan side of things, right, is that we actually provide 5 hours of consulting as part of the package automatically. Again, the reason is because we want them to understand what we're providing them. We're just not giving them a blanket document. We want them to ask us questions. We want to help them actually take it to that next level, not just bring it to a bank, but open the doors and actually start their business.
Right.
And be around in a year.
Well, and I think you have so much credibility because you're an entrepreneur, you're a small business owner, although it's becoming bigger and bigger. And you can say, listen, I'm not just talking the talk, I'm walking the walk. I'm doing the exact things I'm trying to teach you is what I've done. And your track record with, you know, 1,467 clients in 41 countries, I mean, it speaks volumes.
Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, I literally have done plans and technology programs and marketing programs for you name it, I've probably done it. Even ones you couldn't possibly imagine.
Right.
There have been some really unique ideas. Mm-hmm. And it's fun to work with clients who come up with these exceptionally interesting things. Because at some point you sit there and you're like, nobody else could come up with something new. You're right. It has to all be the same at some point. And we have a lot of that. Don't get me wrong. But at times there's just some really unique like applications and technologies and solar solutions and aquaponic solutions and even farming and agricultural solutions. It's been crazy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We've turned the tables today on this special edition of Strategic Insights Radio. We are actually talking with Jennifer Roos, the co-founder, president, CEO, chief CEO. Boobah, all that stuff.
A CEO, and actually I am the majority owner of the company. Okay. I do have one partner right now, and that's David Wilkins. And that's an interesting story too, because David used to be my client. So for almost 2 years, he was a marketing client of mine. He had his own company with his wife. His wife decided she was ready to retire and get out of the company. And he loved our company so much, loved what we did with him, that he made an offer we couldn't refuse.
Nice. Great. Well, talk about management, because I understand there's maybe some changes going on.
No, at this point, there's no changes really going on with the company for management. The change happened in December. My ex-husband left the company, and he was majority holder of the company, actually, at the time, signed everything over to me. And then David and I signed a partnership at that point in time.
Okay.
So that happened on January 1st with David and I. And then our third management piece came in only about 3 months ago. And that's when I opened up my Alabama office.
Right.
Because I opened a second office for the company and brought on a chief marketing officer out in Alabama.
Yeah. And Alabama. So you're expanding into new locations. Are there plans for more?
Okay. So the plans for the company are kind of unique. When I decided to grow the company, there were a couple issues that we saw. One of which is we can't afford to bring on the caliber of people that we want to. So instead of bringing on caliber people, what we decided to do was launch a licensing program. And what the licensing program will allow us to do is almost like a franchise program. Mm-hmm. We'll take what we call the white hairs, right? People who are ready to retire, coming out with years and years of experience. And that's what we want, right? But yes, the coders, we want someone who's younger, who's got the experience on coding for the CRM solutions. But my business consultants, I want 25 plus. If you can give me 40 years, I'm even happier. Mm-hmm. But I can't afford to give you, you know, six figures to start. So I'm providing you an opportunity. You're probably going to go into some form of consulting anyway. I've already created a brand. We are award-winning. We have that prestige behind us. We have all the processes in place. So leverage off of those processes. Come on as a licensee. And we will pick and choose different locations that make sense mm-hmm. in different fields. And so that's how we're bringing on the specialties.
I got you. I'm bringing on new employees.
Well, the employees is different. That's if we're on, as we bring in more consultants.
Okay, I got you. Now, let me ask you about Gwinnett County, because you're based here.
Yep.
And even though you serve anywhere in the world, and you've proven that with all the states, so you mentioned, like, you know, 41 countries, what, 48 states?
Correct.
What are the two states you're not in, don't have a client in right now?
Idaho? Actually.
Hello, Idaho.
and Arkansas.
Arkansas.
It's the only two I don't have clients in.
Okay, we'll have to find somebody in Arkansas. Anyone listening in Arkansas or Idaho, call Strategic Insights. No, call Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. By the way, before we even go further, the website for the company, anyone that wants to take a look while they're listening to the show?
It is sterlingroseconsultingcorp.com.
Okay, pretty straightforward. Yeah.
We have the longest email, and I do apologize for that.
That's okay. Well, people can remember that. Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. So you're based in Gwinnett, and even though you serve people worldwide, you've made it a strategic plan to really get involved locally with the chamber and other things in Gwinnett County. How important is that for anyone listening, that even though they may serve clients everywhere else, they really need to get into the fabric of their own community?
So a couple of things. One is, this is personal. When I created the company, one of the things I wanted to do was give back to the community I was in. And one of the ways to do that was becoming a part of the chamber and becoming a part of the community as a whole. And the second part was, anytime a new employee came on, there were certain requirements I had for them. One of those requirements is that they have to come to me and tell me what they are passionate about. And we as a company will provide the time off and the money to sponsorships to whatever not-for-profit that is. And that's one way that we give back. And then on my end, I give back a lot by sitting on boards and actually volunteering my time and also my energy and money to actually supporting different programs.
Right.
Across the board. what's nice is, with the chamber, yes, we became involved with everything from Originally, we were general members. We're investment partners with Gwinnett, Partnership Gwinnett, which actually is economic development for Gwinnett County. We are sponsorships. We do sponsorships for nearly this year alone. I think it's almost 40 different events, 40 to 45 events this year that we are sponsors of. We do sponsorships in Partnership Gwinnett as well on top of that. We also are part of a thing called Campaign, which is helping a membership and sponsorship drive for the chamber. We are Chairman's Club members.
You know, we only have a half hour, so I'm just...
And that's just here. Ironically, we do the same thing for DeKalb County as well.
Mm-hmm.
We also do the same thing for Gardendale, Trustville, and Fultondale.
That's up the Alabama
in
office.
Alabama.
Yep.
And up there, my staff are ambassadors for the chambers. They're the Rotary Club. They actually do their end of giving back to the community in that area as well.
Great. And obviously, it's brought on clients too. I mean, even mm-hmm. though you're giving back, I mean, it brings on the local clients.
It does. A lot of times it's that whoever's listening has to understand that one of the biggest pieces of business, even though a lot of things are our social media and they're online, nothing makes up for that getting to know the person and getting to understand how they work.
Yeah. And you still got
rapport.
The personal interaction. You still want to have some interaction with actual people as well. I mean, I think you're mistaken if you want to grow your business, do everything online. There still needs to be some personal interaction. I think as a human being, you kind of need that.
You do. I know that a lot of people say that that's not the case anymore, but it's totally not true. Especially when we look at even our marketing program, right? The reality is, yeah, we still do a lot of our business online. That is a reality. But if we didn't get them on the phone, get them on a webinar, meet them in person, we wouldn't get the job.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, it is still understanding, being able to relay messages. You can't just email a person and get things done and understood, because an email is the hardest thing to understand.
And so much of business is relationships too.
It is.
And, you know, you want to like the people you're working with. And there's only so much you can get to know about somebody through, you know, online or a chat room.
So, I mean, we took our time, every one of us, including me. I have sat down with just about everybody I possibly could just for coffee or for lunch or breakfast or dinner, whatever it may be, a drink. And I got to understand their business. And one of the things I'm known for in Gwinnett County is referring a lot of people to them.
Right.
So they're actually in even Business Radio X
right.
too. And one of the things with that, and a lot of times I don't get anything back for that, at least not right away.
Well, eventually it probably comes back tenfold.
Eventually it does. But you've created that relationship. You've created a trusted group of partners and vendors and suppliers.
Yes.
And that in itself is worth its weight in gold. And that's something that we have created here. And it's something that we're happy and thrilled that has been created.
So when do you sleep?
Not very often lately.
Yeah, I was going to say, exactly. As we talk about Sterling Rose Consulting Corp, as we get close to the end of the show, Jennifer, what else do you want to share about your company that maybe people don't know about either you or Sterling Rose?
No matter what you are as an entrepreneur, we all work around the clock. You know, it's that joke of you're now an entrepreneur, so you make your own hours, but no, you really work every hour now. Take some time for yourself. So one of the things that I do to take time for myself is I actually play with a professional symphonic band.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a way that I get to relax. I know it seems like another job, but in reality, playing music is kind of the way I get to escape.
Right.
And so find that thing that can make you totally forget what you're doing because you need to walk away.
Right.
You need to get away from your work. And even I do. I mean, as successful and as busy as my company is, it will be there tomorrow.
Because you could burn out pretty quick if it's all you do.
Exactly. And when you start to feel like you're burning out, trust me, that's the time you want to walk away. That when you become overwhelmed, because all that's going to do is make your business and your work suffer.
For those business leaders, business owners that are listening, that you could maybe have one last statement you want to say, something to take away from this program. What do you want to say to them if they're not using Sterling Rose right now? You know, why should they look into Sterling Rose Consulting Corp?
I wouldn't say it's about working with us or not working with us. You can work with someone locally or you can come and talk to us. We're happy to sit down and hear whatever you have to say. What I will tell you is if you're thinking about opening a business, there's no right or wrong answer about what kind of business it should be. Okay, there you can do all the research in the world about what's the perfect business to open up. The reality is you need to be passionate and truly love whatever it is. Because if you don't actually have that passion behind it, it will not succeed. Because at the end of the day, it's going to be like a child to you. You're going to give birth to it. You're going to watch it grow and you're going to watch it fall down and pick it back up. And it's going to have a roller coaster ride, but you've got to be committed and truly love what you're doing.
You mentioned the roller coaster ride. Don't think there's going to be days where you're not second guessing yourself, thinking, what did I get myself into? Or you start questioning, am I going to make it? Especially in those early years.
Yeah, the first 5 years actually of any business is like that. You will question every minute of every day. You will have your best day and your worst day at sometimes in the same day. So be prepared for that. It's going to be a true roller coaster ride.
It is. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. Thanks for letting us turn the tables and talk to you. We appreciate your partnership with Business Radio X as well. You've really helped us with our growth, so we can be a spokesperson for Sterling Rose. You talked about referrals. I think Business Radio X would be right up there with all of them for Sterling Rose Consulting Corp. Yeah. It's been what 3 years now?
Yeah, we're 3 years old with you guys.
As far as with the show, yeah, okay. So, and it's every Thursday at 11:30, right after our house show, here from our Gwinnett Business Radio X studio. All right, well, thank you so much for letting me interview you. And I know, I mean, it's like, we've got to wrap it up because you've got a meeting to go to right now. So it's like you're always on the move.
Yes, actually, I think we both do. But if anybody wants to talk to me, I give out my cell phone. So please give me a call or give my office a call. You can find my office number right on our website. But if you want to call me directly, it's 470-202-8659. I'm happy to take any call.
And as we've talked about on previous shows, we won't get into it now. You've actually gotten a lot of business through the radio show, and including stuff in the Philippines and Colombia, South America. And
yeah, I have.
That's pretty cool. So I share that story with everybody because that's a good story for Business Radio X. All right. Jennifer Roos, of course, the co-founder and president of Sterling Rose Consulting Corp, joining us here on Strategic Insights Radio. We hope you'll join us every Thursday at 11:30 right here on Business Radio X. Mm-hmm.